WBEZ is supported by Shedd Aquarium, where animals, people, science, and conservation come together. Through community outreach, education, and research, Shedd protects the water that supports life in the Great Lakes region and beyond. More at sheddaquarium.org. Shedd Aquarium, for animals, for people, for communities, for love of waterkind.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. A new poll shows that most Chicagoans think students in the city's public schools are not learning enough. Most people give Chicago public schools a C, says David Schleifer. He's with Public Agenda, the nonpartisan research organization that oversaw the poll and partnered with WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times.
People are not giving the city schools high marks, and we saw this awareness that white students have access to better public schools than students of color. People are both seeing a quality problem and they're seeing an inequality problem.
CPS officials point out that a recent study showed students were making remarkable gains compared to other large city school districts. They say they are proud of the progress being made and are taking strides to increase equity. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's office is patting itself on the back for helping people enrolled in Medicaid coverage. Medicaid redeterminations were stopped during the COVID-19 pandemic, but resumed last year. Users once again have to prove every year they are eligible for benefits. Pritzker worried that hard-to-reach people, like those without technology or experiencing homelessness, would be left out.
As we close out this process, I am proud to announce that Illinois is among the leading states in the country with a retention rate of 73%, one of the highest in the entire nation.
Nearly 4 million people have so far gone through the process to determine whether they can keep their health care benefits. A bill proposed in the Illinois General Assembly would transfer a state park to Illinois' only federally recognized tribal nation. The measure would give the Prairie Band, Potawatomi Nation, the title to more than 1,500 acres of Shabana Lake State Park. Allison Kidd Probst is a trustee of the nearby village of Shabana in DeKalb County. She says enabling the tribal nation to own and develop the park would benefit the village.
Being able to bring those people who are coming out here to the state park and potentially whatever else may come along, to be able to bring them within the village and, you know, have more shops or businesses that can provide services to those people.
The bill is currently pending in the Illinois House. Illinois State Senator Chapin Rose is accusing the University of Illinois of favoring its Chicago campus over Urbana when it comes to internal allocations of state funding. The Champaign County Republican says the Chicago campus receives about $10,000 per undergraduate student, while Urbana only gets $7,400. Undergraduate tuition is also higher at Urbana.
If you were to just equalize the funding, the state tax dollars that are going to the U of I between the Urbana campus and the Chicago campus, all the students in Urbana would save about $1,000 a year on their tuition. You heard that right, $1,000 a year.
A statement from U of I administrators says the different allocations represent unique programs with varying costs. But at a legislative hearing last month, University System President Tim Killeen said he would review the allocations. A couple more things you should know today. A ransomware attack is forcing Ascension hospitals to turn away some ambulances from emergency departments, including one hospital in Elk Grove Village. The Sun-Times reports the attack took down Ascension's electronic health record system. Staff have reverted to using paper records and, quote, processing everything by hand. Ascension runs 15 hospitals and 230 sites of care in Illinois. Smoke from Canadian wildfires has prompted health warnings across the Upper Midwest for a second straight year. Smoke from fires burning in British Columbia and Alberta have settled over parts of Montana, the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. The National Weather Service says smoke could reach as far south as Iowa and Chicago by late today. Nearly 90 fires are burning in Canada, and prevailing winds are driving it south and east. Today's weather, there will be some rain this morning with highs reaching the mid-50s. And tomorrow, we're expecting more sunshine and for the weather to reach 60 degrees. That's it for now. Later today, thanks to the car, our cities are uglier and more dangerous, according to the author of the book, Carmageddon.
The fortune we spend on producing, fueling, and maintaining cars leaves us poorer. And the more we try to accommodate the car, the more it will come to dominate our lives. Car manufacturers want us to believe that driving is freedom. But in fact, we are trapping ourselves in an enormous prison made up of moving metal cells.
Hear from author David Knowles about how much cars affect our lives and what we can do about it. That's today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.